Alright, well, episode 2, which is taking forever because we have, it's been so crazy. For Madballs Madcast, it's just me and Jen hanging out. We're going to rant a little bit because I'm pissed off about people. Like, okay, I get back. Like, the whole day went smooth today. Get back, turning stuff in. And why do people feel the need? Like I said, I do everything that they ask. Like, hardly, I don't fuck up at all. I don't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
But still, yet, I'm supposed to be like, I was told today, like, I get back way too late. And then I gotta find time. Like, whatever I do, I gotta stop doing. Whatever that is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I travel 98, like, on average. Like, if you look, when you get off in Sayre, 98 miles when you head back to Williamsport. On average, go 55. So that's what? An hour and a half? 2 hours? These are 2 hours, yeah. Basically. You know what I mean? So she's... And I was like, I can't get in to Sayre any earlier than like 11 o'clock unless she gets me out of there earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, you know what I mean? If you can't do it, then I'm going to take you off the route and put you on a different route. You know?
How long have you been doing that route?
2 years. Two years. I'm like, this just pops up now all of a sudden? Like, and it's the funny thing is it doesn't come from anybody else. Like, it's not like somebody else is complaining about me doing a bad job.
Hmm.
Like, so dumb with the whole thing. I'm like, and then I get home, and Bob calls me, and he's like, yo, I'm gonna have to, they need me to cut hours, so I gotta cut you from Friday and Saturday.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I have 1 day left there on Sunday. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you could tell he was a little upset, like, telling me. He's like,
yeah.
You know, and I'm like, dude, I was like, it's okay. I'm like, don't worry about it. I know it's going to get harder.
Oh, yeah.
As they get closer to, you know, the 10th.
So yeah.
But I was like, and he's like, well, he said, call being nice. He's like, well, at least you're able to go down and you'll be able to hang out with the girlfriend. And, you know.
That's nice.
I'm like, yeah. I was like, yeah, she'll be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I said, unfortunately, I said, the main thing is that, you know, I want to, I was like, you know, this is the only last 3 days I work there, so.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to kind of, you know, it's only 4 hours tomorrow night, 4 hours on Saturday, so it would have been a nice kind of, like, finish. You know what I mean? Because I've known those people for quite a while, and I don't know, like, how I'm going to ever see them. You know what I mean? Other than we're going for steaks at some steakhouse in Montage. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Have you been out that way?
No.
Some expensive steakhouse. We're taking a limo from Blockbuster.
Oh, that's nice.
All the way there and back, yeah. She's like, well, if you're working, you can't drink. I don't work. I was like, because Carol's
going to... That's
good. Well, yeah, she's going with us. And, I can't stand that lady. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm like, I'm going to probably get a little tipsy. And I might irritate some...
Tongue.
I might irritate some people. I might irritate some people because I'm like, I really am dying to, like... Like, she... Who in their right mind let somebody walk out of with a stack 27... DVDs. 27. How do you let... I mean...
27?
With the cases. It's not like 27 discs. Like, that's easy. You can probably fit that in your pocket.
Yeah.
No, it's cases and all. I'm like, that's like...
Was she somewhere else? Like, in the back? Or...
Supposedly somebody distracted her. But I was like, well, in the same respect, I was like, if somebody distracted... Well, if there was somebody up there, though, why would you leave?
I don't know. People do that, though. They're like the gypsy retailers.
It irritates me. I was just talking about, like, how much I love those little... the little Head Start kids.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There's, like... There's Summer... Summer's this little teeny little girl, man. She's like half the size of everybody else. You know what I mean? She's gotta be, she's probably 3 or 4. She's really cute. She talks and she's just the daintiest little, I don't know. I'm like, man, they're supposedly might be stopping the, getting the service next year, because they might be moving to a different, like, into the school.
Yeah.
So they might just get the cafeteria. But I'm like, man, that would be a bummer, but who knows? I'm not planning on being there that long.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
What are you going to look for?
I don't know.
Anything?
Anything. I'm like, honestly, I said to my dad, I was like, well, maybe I'll just go talk to Roy and be like, yo, what do you got? You can give me 30 hours. Roy owns the, you know, Warriors down there.
Oh, okay.
Because he was offering, he said he could put me on a tractor this summer for like 15 hours.
Yeah.
Or no, like $15 an hour. And I'm like, that's pretty easy, man. He's like, you can slap on an iPod and just go.
Yeah, smoke. That'd be nice.
It'd be easy. Easy money. But I'm like, man, if he can give me something like for like 30 hours a week, it's fine. Because I'm like, ugh. Irritates me. She wouldn't let me get a word in edgewise.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't want to hear any excuses. She's like,
So they want to know why you're getting back late, but they don't want you to answer.
No, not really. No. No, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
She just wants me back.
She just wants you to do it. Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, it's like that. And I'm like, trying to get a word in. She wouldn't, I'm like, that's what, I'm like, I really feel like she was trying to, like, push me to, like, trying to quit. Like,
just, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she's like, she's not letting me get a word in. She's just like, burr, burr, no, 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 I don't want to even hear it.
Yeah.
This is the way it is. If it changes, either it changes or you're on a different route.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't, oh, man. Took everything in my being. I'm like, okay, can I have my check? And I walked away.
Yeah.
I'm driving home and I'm just plotting. Oh. That's it.
Sometimes it's better to kill a kindness, though, when it comes to that.
Yeah, well, a lot of people said to go talk to the other dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if I really want to do that. I'm like, maybe this is just, I need to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
You know, and I keep talking to Hope, I'm like, I gotta do this weekly. I'm thinking about talking to, you know, do you know who Christopher Atwood is?
Mm-mm.
Chris Atwood?
Nah.
He runs The Hive, which I guess was backstage.
Oh, okay.
It's now The Hive. He runs a lot of hardcore shows from the site. From the site, what I could tell. It, like, seems very hardcore and oriented, like, you know what I mean? All ages shows and stuff like that. I'm thinking about talking to him, because he was in Blockbuster. He's talking to me, and I was like, oh, man. He's a big dude, man.
Really?
Big dude with a big burly beard. He looks like a lumberjack.
Nice.
He looks like a lumberjack. I was like, what the hell? I'm like, that guy's... I was just thinking, like, when I looked at him, I'm like, that guy's a big dude.
Yeah.
And he comes down, and I have my my short sleeves on. He's like, is that a Madball tattoo? I'm like, bye, yes, sir, it is. And he's like, man, it's awesome. He's like, have you heard of The Hive? And I'm like... No, not that I can think of. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to say I do, but no. I'm like, well, my buddy was down, and he came down to see Annihilus or whoever that was, you know, they played it. And he's like, oh, we're downtown, so I guess from what my buddy was telling me, that's what I guess what is now backstage.
Okay.
Whatever that freaking name of that place was.
Was it in a basement?
What's that?
Was it in a basement?
No, it's in that, it's on the back side of that, from Memorial Avenue, town, by Tribeca, the back side behind Tribeca.
Oh, okay.
That, like, parking lot back in there, there's, like, a little side alley spot right there, you can go get on the side. And that's where we played the Battle of the Bands that one time.
Yeah.
2 weekends in a row. It was fun. It was rigged. We don't know anybody that's underage. Like, we're all, like, the age of, like, 29,
30. That's the thing about the bands. It's just a popularity contest. We, like, tried and
tried and tried. We got the one night we had to work on, I think it was Halloween. Halloween Eve or something like that. And nobody, we couldn't get anybody to come out.
Yeah.
Like, how are we going to get our adult friends who want to go to bars and drink and get drunk and have a good time to come to an all-ages place where you can't drink and, you know, come see us and vote for us? Didn't happen. I don't have any little friends and little friends, you know, little guys. They're just, you know, like midgets. Not midgets, but, you know.
Little people.
Yeah. They're cute little hands. I think little hands. People, I think of cobblers and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I'm making really good shoes. I'm like, hey, look at those little hands. I bet you he sounds like a motherfucker.
I don't like looking at little hands.
Little hands? No, I can understand that. They're a little kind of creepy looking because they don't look like they have all the knuckles.
No, little flippers flopping around. Yeah.
Like, they always look like they're going to slap you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I told Hope, I was like, well, at least, you know, I'll probably head out after work tomorrow and just head straight down and hang out for the night and then come back sometime Saturday, I guess.
Yeah.
Hopefully, maybe I can get somebody to... I texted a bunch of people on Monday. I don't know, I didn't text you, did I?
I don't think so.
No, because you were one I didn't text because I was like, I know you are going to be working. I was like, normally I can probably get a hold of you later. I was like, I was trying to get a hold of somebody different.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't text Cody, I texted Dorian and Chris and a bunch of them early, and it was nice out Monday, so I was like, man, I'm willing to drive all the way to Dujour and have one.
Yeah, I was in Pottstown on Monday. I didn't come back till Tuesday night.
Nowhere to be found. Nobody texted me back at all.
Yeah.
Didn't even respond to it. No, I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, this is why it's getting frustrating, guys. Because I can't get any of you lazy motherfuckers to just come over here and hop. Just talk about whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's been nuts, man. Did you see all that shit on Obama?
No.
Something about his secret agenda or something like that. I've seen it on my Comcast. Something retarded. I was like, jeez. I'm like, are you serious? Do you have wireless? You don't have wireless here, do you?
No, I have this regular service, the 3G, but not wireless, I don't think.
Ooh.
Sometimes you can pick it up.
Shh. I think I caught it. As it is right now, I think I should be able to get on everything. But, yeah, no, I'm trying to find that article because there was something on it last night about them questioning him about some sort of some sort of secret negotiation or something, some sort of secret business deal that he's got going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they've uncovered some stuff and haven't really been up on the local news lately because so busy with work and everything like that.
That's like David mentioned something today about an act going in effect. Well, I don't know if they'll pass it or not, about China buying a part of California to help pay off our debt.
Our debt?
Yeah. Like selling a part of California to China.
Do you think it's worth it?
I don't know. I just assume that... What? China will take over eventually anyway, so.
What is California really? I mean, what is that worth to China? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, all that. I don't get that. It can't be worth it, you know what I mean? And on top of that, it's like, I don't know what Japan's going to do.
Yeah.
Like, from what Hope heard, she said that that supposedly there's going to be a strain on iPods, iPads, Apple devices.
Really? Why?
I guess they produce them or something over there, must have. Or there was at least a major factor or something. That's what she said. She heard. Because I think that's when I'm going to get an iPod 4 for my birthday. Give this one to Kylie. Yeah, because, I mean, I like it. I'm like, but there's some, like, I want to spend $6 on an app.
Really?
Sweet app. Very cool.
Great, I get all my apps
got,
for free.
Got great ratings. Got great ratings.
Yeah.
Well, it's made by Square Onyx. It's made by a game company. I'm like, okay, it's more than 99 cents. You know what I mean? I have a tough time spending more than that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading all the reviews, and the game looks sweet. They just added an update with a whole bunch of other stuff added on that you get. So I'm like, all right, sounds worth it. I download it, and this thing. Compatible. Because it was only for the iOS 3 or 4. This is 2. And I'm like, fucker, man, I just spent $6 on nothing. So I sent him an email reporting my concerns.
Have you heard back from that?
Not yet. But Hope said that they're usually pretty good about giving you your money back. So if I have to, I'll send him another one tonight. But WTF, mate. Pissed me off.
Yeah.
Yep. Did you see the Adult Swim apps?
Yeah, I heard about it. I haven't gotten any of them, but
I got the Amateur Surgeon 2.
Nice. Oh.
It's fun. Yeah.
Looks cute.
Oh, it's a blast. The characters are funny as all get out looking. And it's just like, you just gotta, you get a saw blade, you gotta cut them down, and then you gotta sew it up, you gotta take a thing, go across it, and you gotta take a lighter and burn it. And as you get better, I guess you can upgrade your stuff, you know, as you go along. That one was, I believe, free, or 99 cents. I don't mind the 99 cents ones. I'm like, for a buck, can't be that bad. And I usually don't buy them. I usually go through, and you can find a lot of good free ones on there.
Yeah.
Most of mine, like the one at Pocket Legends, that's a great little massive multiplayer. Me and Tyler and Hope, we all get on it and play it at the same time.
Yeah.
And she's a wizard, and I'm a bear that's like a knight, and Tyler's a bear, and you go through dungeons and stuff, and you fight, like, it's funny. It's really cool.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. You do, like, hundreds of people on it. It was cool. And that's a totally free, you know, free app.
Yeah. I was really into apps when I first got my phone, but I haven't really done much with them since.
Well, it's like Hope. I use my iPod every day, day in and day out. You know what I mean? I know, a lot of the ins and the outs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she said the same thing. She was like, she doesn't know anything really, you know, except for how to access the major functions. And I'm like, you gotta get on it. You gotta mess with it. Get on, you know, your iTunes, your computer, you know, get on your computer and actually mess around with that one.
Because
I'm like, you learn a lot of stuff. I'm like, look at the podcasts. I was like, listen to them. I'm like, they're so cool. They're so informative. You know what I mean? I'm like, I listen to probably like 5 or 6 podcasts a week. I try to listen to more. I have more on my iPod, but I can't fit them into my work schedule.
Because
I wouldn't listen to them all week, during the week, you know, like Comedy Death Ray. And that's hilarious. That's like a character-driven comedy show. He, like, changes, Scott Aukerman's the host, and he changes his name every time. he's like, this is Colin Deathray, I'm Hot Saucerman. And then they have characters that people, he has, like, an open door policy at their studios, and people come in all the time and play characters, and, you know what I mean, just strange, very strange characters.
Yeah.
I thought about doing that with Cody. I'm gonna have Cody do the Bam and Ham Man.
Yeah.
From the first one, dude, that guy was so funny. He's like, I said from Birmingham, man. You just got that BMW, man. I was like, that is a character.
He needed it right away.
I want a whole podcast with just that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be so
just
funny.
Just Birmingham guy.
Yep. And I'm down with that. I want to do that kind of stuff. I don't care. Somebody was asking me the other day. He's like, oh, you got a podcast? I'm like, oh, I have an episode of a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta say, yes, I have evidence of a podcast.
According to this, it doesn't say anything really about the iPods, but it says the Japan thing has an effect on the gaming. A lot of games have been delayed for being released.
Oh, no. I'm worried. I gotta get I was thinking about getting Gamefly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have the app. I just haven't completed the application in a little while.
I did find it funny that I passed about 10 Blockbusters on my travels over the week, and each one of them said, this store closed, and it says this location only.
Yeah.
But yet every single location said this location only.
Yeah, they're just so far apart that they're really not considered. You know, there's so, like, we closed Bloomsburg, we closed Edwardsville, we closed, like, all of them, man. They're all gone. It's no, you know, everybody knows, man. It's just a matter of time. I don't know who, you know, if they're auctioning it or if they're just keeping it strictly online or what, but it's definite bummer, man. I'm like, everybody that I know of that comes in, they're all just like, what are we going to do? Where do we go?
Yeah.
Like, there's the library, or you can go to one of the gas stations. It's still kind of,
yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
True.
The
like
Rainbow Market
selection.
still runs videos. But I'm like, other than that, you got, like, Redbox, Blue Box, or, you know, the online. I'm like, that's it, man. We're getting herded. I was like, we're getting herded to the internet. You got nothing. You got no choice. Like, it really does suck, because I'm like, they have way more choices and shit. It's like, I don't understand why.
I think that's with any media. I mean, when I worked at Rock Station, I was, you know, devastated, like, when business was going down, and they had to, like, start cutting back my hours, but everybody was switching over to MP3s, and I refused to do it, but now that I have an iPod, I don't know how I lived without it.
Yeah.
Like, it fits so much music and just one area. I don't have to carry a giant case with 500 CDs in it.
Oh my gosh, like, I don't know. I'm looking forward to whatever's coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever the next big idea is, it's going to change a lot of stuff. It's going to change, like, the way we look at things. It's gotta. I mean, everything that's been coming out lately has been, it's just changing and changing and changing and stuff. We're taking in, like, technology is total, like, technology continues to go faster and faster and faster, but our biology is still at the same speed. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, how much information can we take in? Well, you know what I mean? We're taking in way more information than any human being has taken in at one time, you know, constantly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's gonna have effects on things, you know, over periods of time, you know? It's like, if you know, things don't change, it's like, what are we going to do from here? It makes me interested in seeing things, because, I mean, like, the iPod is the closest thing to, like, the smallest laptop you could ask for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It basically does just about everything my laptop wants I could ask my laptop to do. It's crazy. I feel like I should be Spock from, like, Star Trek. You know?
Yeah.
It's, I like, the technology, I really want to know how the hell that thing works. You know what I mean? What the hell is an accelerometer? the fuck is that thing? You know, I mean, an accelerometer lets the thing, you know, no matter which way you tilt it, the screen always stays, like, straight up.
You'd have to ask David about stuff like that. He knows all that stuff.
You know what I mean? And now, and I'm like, I sat there and I'm like, oh, I want to get an iPod 4 because it's got the Retina display and this and that. I'm like, what the fuck is a Retina display? I don't even know what the fuck that is, but I want it on my iPod. I want my iPod to have the Retina display. And I was like telling Hope, I'm like, I want to do the FaceTime thing. Even tried that. I don't even know what the fuck that is. It sounds cool. You know, I want to be able to take pictures again with my iPod because it takes really nice HD pictures.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really impressed with the camera. And then Kylie will love this. This will do everything that Kylie wants. Thinking about rehacking it tonight, maybe.
Yeah,
because I unhacked it last night trying to get that goddamn game to work. And the fucking thing would not, for the life of me. For the life of me, I cannot remember why that game didn't work. It really, I was like, I took game off, thinking maybe it didn't have enough space, because it is a big game. It was like 850 megs, megabytes, sure. It's like, just bigger than most.
Maybe they can at least give you your money back.
It would be nice. I got G4 on here now. Mm-hmm. A G4 app so I can listen to watch G4 episodes. They definitely have some cool apps that you can keep up with. Like I said, Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll is an awesome app if you want anime. That's the only one I know of that application that.
Yeah.
I tried the Anime Network and the app. I don't know what's wrong with the app, but the app won't work. I installed it, and every time I tried to get on it, it would just, you know what I mean, glitch and go back to this main screen. I'm like, okie dokie, well, that one doesn't work. Oh, man, I don't have to do anything in the morning tomorrow. Thinking about just going in at 6:30, start packing my route. I pack my route, tell her, like, look. Here it is.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. You let me know when you want me out of here, and I'll be out.
Yeah.
Plot my revenge. I'll figure it out, man. I'm telling you, like I said, I was like, if I can supplement this somehow, get something that I can get at least enough to pay the bills, and then supplement this, and then honestly, I mean, there's no better time like the present to start really working on trying to write some comedy, just start to write some stuff down, you know what I mean? Like, I was thinking about it, you know, I'm thinking, I was having a tough time, and then I started thinking about, like, you know, things you gotta talk about, like, way back, you're way back, and think of, like, things that, you know, crazy things that happened, like, when Shane was babysitting me, and, you know what I mean, rolled right off the changing table onto the floor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And stuff like that, and just talk about, like, reasons why I am the way I am. You know what I mean? Working welding jobs and getting electrocuted with 220 on, you know, 60 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Like, why would you, you know, so many jobs. So many jobs, you know, like, it blows my mind when I look back on it. It's like, Lowe's. Lowe's. I got fired. I got accused of sleeping on the job at Lowe's. No write-ups, nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, and then you're going to accuse me of sleeping on the job. This is right. Okay, this is 2 weeks after I told them that I was on the list to go over to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not even 2 weeks. Like, a week and a half. I don't even know. I was so worried about Iraq, I really didn't even think about it. And then all of a sudden, I come in on Friday, and he's just like, you're fine, blah, 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 gone.
Oh, my
I'm
gosh.
Like, what the fuck? This is shady as hell. I'm like, this. I've never even gotten written up before. Okay. I need to
you
see this. So
that.
I took it. Oh, I did. Yeah. I took it all the way to the grip, the downtown, where we had to go for the unemployment hearing, because they wouldn't give me my unemployment. And I'm like, dude. I'm like, you show me the evidence.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a couple people staying here. Really? well, then you can have them come to the hearing. You know what I mean? Nobody showed up. Nobody from Lowe's whatsoever, man. I looked in the file, and the file is like an inch thick. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the hell is all this? They got write-ups, like 3 or 4 write-ups in there, and I'm like, really? I have never even seen these things.
I say, write-ups you have to sign up on, usually.
Never even seen these
you
things.
You have to have a manager, yeah, I looked at one.
Oh,
witness.
So I won the unemployment hearing, and then, you know, but they, you know, well, here, years after that, the store managers, you know, had to resign, because he almost, I think he knocked somebody off a ladder or something like that, joking around, and, they had this shit cam, so they found out that he was a very shady person. He did a lot of shady shit. I could have gone back and worked there, but I was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They obviously, I'm just going to go back there and they're not going to treat me well. I'm not going to get any hours. You know what I mean? I'm going to struggle. Yeah. They're just going to push me out to make me have to quit. Man. Doing the welding was crazy, though. Working in, like, sub-zero temperatures. Battery factories.
Yeah.
A battery factory in New York. Oh, that was horrible. It was horrible. It was like, oh, drop of the ovens, because you bake the lead.
Mm-hmm.
They like have these crates. They're like cinder block size, but they're like probably like 2 foot by like 4 foot by like 2 foot square. And they put them into these ovens and they bake them at like over like, I don't know, it's like 5,000 degrees. It's some insane amount.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, we were working on the ductwork over top of them. Oh, my God. The heat from the oven, you just get up there and it was like...
Yeah.
You just felt the sweat just start pouring off your body. It sucked. Horrible job, number one.
Yeah.
Probably close to it. One of the worst. Learned a lot. I learned a lot. I had a lot of fun. You know, I learned a lot of stuff from working on it, doing industrial and commercial, you know, duct work. We put water coolers, like, into this. It's like a water-cooled air induction unit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, putting that in on top of these huge factories and stuff like that was crazy, like... You know what I mean? Like, I never would have... I don't know anything from square one on how to do that.
Yeah.
But now, I did like 2 or 3 of them. It's like, I at least could get around doing it and know exactly, like, help somebody get the next step ready and, you know, doing some crazy, crazy stuff. Standing on top of, like, a lumber mill down in Lewisburg with, like, probably, like, a 3-ton piece of, like, square ductwork, helicoptering, like, 20, 30 miles an hour over our heads. I'm like, I'm out. Peace. No more of that. I was young, too. I was only like 22.
Yeah.
23. Worked at body shops. 2 body shops. Not including Lowe's and the welding job and a gas station. And let's see what else. Put in there a pizza shop. I worked at the OIP in Lockhart Mill Hall there.
Mm-hmm.
Huckleberry's. I used to dishwash there. It was Haas's.
Yeah.
Where else? Holy moly. It's JCPenney's distribution center in the factory, unloading JCPenney stuff. UPS. The Oops guy. What else? An excavator.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you want to call that, horizontal drilling. Where they, you know what I mean?
Hi, Mary.
And there's Mary. Sweet. About the same time Carrie walked in, I think, last time, so it's perfect. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm ranting and raving, man. I think my boss is trying to piss me off and get me to quit.
Why?
Because she's like, I've driven on the same route for 2 years, and now she's bitching about what time I'm getting back, and if I don't change this, then she'll put me on a different route, is exactly what she said. She's like cutting me off.
She's like,
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. No excuses. She was just cutting me off, and she's like, that's it.
He's on the excuse rung of the ladder.
That's like the bottom rung.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like sitting there, and I'm like, I swallowed my pride. I'm like, can I get my check? And I walked away, and I'm like, I'm plotting.
Plotting. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I've thought in so many different ways. So many ways. 99 ways to die. Right? Leg of death? God, I hate. Gotta get the haircut.
You've been saying that.
I know. It's getting very, very long.
You got cut once in the past year.
I don't know if I have. It's getting close now.
Yeah, only once though.
Only once. It's out of control because, like, when I'm driving, when I just washed it the night before and I have it under the hat,
yeah.
I'll be driving and it gets all crazy on the side. So I go over to the kids and I'm like, hey, I brought you your food. And they're like, oh my God, what's wrong with him? He's been up all night. He looks fucking strung out. He got cum crusted on the outside of his pants. I'm jacking off for like 15 hours straight. Probably blisters on his palms. You know? I was just like... But then, I gotta admit though, it would have been another like 3-4 week stretch where I would have had no days off. I would have worked all weekend, so... It's kind of nice to have that time off and be able to concentrate on... other things. Such as the fact that I saw a family the other day. I saw a family in the parking lot that was so stereotypical hillbilly. I couldn't believe it. I was like sitting there and I'm telling my friends, I'm like, wait. I was like, you gotta look at these people. I'm like, they drove like a Chrysler. Like, 88. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the square grandma type 80s vehicle. Early 90s. It's like a four-door. And then, like, every single one of them, even the mom had a mullet. They all seriously had mullets. Like,
you
they were legitimate.
A picture, David.
Oh, I did. I wanted to so bad. The mom had the curly bob mullet thing, you know? And then there was, like, a little skinny son who was nice. Really, like, greasy looking, you know, kind of wiry like a rat. Yeah, wiry like a rat. You know, and then they had the fat brother. He was a little bit big. He was on the hefty side. And he was so funny. He had this like weird curly like hair patch thing going on right here that he was trying to grow. And then there was like a space. And then there was like another curly weird hair patch thing. And that was it.
Nice.
Like nothing on the sides. Not even peach fuzz. And he... I was like, oh, the evolution just stopped. Like, they look like information doesn't get out to them or nothing. Like, do you understand what you're, like, look at what you're breathing into and look at what you're, like, they had the number 3 Earnhardt on the front of the car. They had the nice shiny hubcap spinners.
Yeah.
You know?
It's really not that uncommon.
I saw that in Potsdam. There was a lady walking downtown outside the liquor store, and she looked like a cavewoman. Like, she skipped some steps.
I'm like, well, where are we?
I was at the laundromat one time, and I was sitting out in my car, and this family pulled in a cab.
Nice.
And the mom got out. She was a bigger woman, had one of those nice... It wasn't quite a mullet, but
right.
It was like curly on top and straight on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She gets out. She's a bigger woman. Her sweatpants used to be gray.
Nice.
But they were like...
Almost fishnet.
They were like brown.
Almost fishnet. Because
they weren't holy. They were just
dirty.
Soiled.
Sweet.
And then a little kid who did have a mullet gets out of the back seat and... opens his door, really quickly, and that's why I have a dent in the side of my car.
Nice!
But I'm like, what do? They obviously don't have car insurance.
Yeah.
Because they pulled up in a cab.
It makes you want to look at the...
And I was just like, whatever, it won't cost that much to fix.
Yeah.
It makes me feel bad for that little kid, because he doesn't know any better, and it's they're raising him that way, and
And the mom probably didn't know any better when she was raised.
And all you gotta do is cross your fingers and hope that when he gets into the school system, somebody takes him under his wing and shows him the way.
Get a haircut.
Shows him the way to be.
Then he'll just get made fun of.
And are over.
Yeah, like, dude... NASCAR's cool, but, you know, like other things, at least.
NASCAR's not even a sport.
I don't think. It's technically. I don't
drive
know.
In circles.
The reason they make it a sport is because they have points.
I watched it with Derek week, and I still didn't get it.
No. I
like to watch
him
crash, and that's about it.
It's just like, oh, here they come. Oh, there they go.
A circle.
Yeah.
Here they come. Oh, there they go.
Yeah.
Like...
Did you hear that they're supposedly trying? I guess they're like might be bringing Charlie Sheen back to 2.5 Men.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I haven't really.
I guess they swooned him into like going back. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Or taking on his own.
Didn't they fire him?
His own evening talk show. Yeah. Hmm. I'm like, dude.
I think they really want him
to have some sort of television deal so they can have his ass on TV when he dies. And they'll have the rights to it. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what... Because he's on a spiral. Like, if he doesn't stop doing the shit that he's doing, he's going to do a Chris Farley or somebody. He's just going to burn out and it's going to be like...
His job back. He's not gonna...
I think he's pulling on Queen Phoenix.
I don't... Yeah. Oh, yeah, the gangster rap.
Yeah.
I was just telling Cody about that the other night.
Yeah.
Because we watched
it. I knew that was a hoax.
I can't believe
it. I love McQueen too much for him to go crazy.
Yeah, he was on, I think it was David Letterman.
Wow.
Fucking Neighbors. I think it was David Letterman he was on.
Somebody's throwing it up against the wall.
I don't remember who the other guest was there, but he said something about... Yeah, my new gangster rap, and whoever the other guest was sitting next to started to laugh.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's not funny, and he like freaked out, and I'm like, oh my god.
We got that tattoo now, it says winning on his wrist and all this. It was hilarious when I saw that. Yeah, I was like, are you serious? Oh, goodness, it's going to a whole other level. And then the fact that he can sell out Radio City Music Hall twice on that stupid Torpedo of Truth tour. It's supposedly his sit-down stand-up comedy.
Oh.
He doesn't stand up. He sits down in a chair and he tells... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 2 hours. Could you imagine sitting there for 2 hours listening?
It was funny, though. I saw on TV the other night, like, they had a show about Charlie Sheen, and, like, back in early February of 2011, like, he had died. And they were sitting, like, they made it sound like it was so long ago, but it was just February.
Like,
yeah,
it was like a month ago.
That was last month. Yeah. It was like a half an hour special, and I'm like, really? They've taken it.
They're running out of shit to talk, which they really aren't. There really aren't. There's so much to talk about, man. I mean, wasn't there another oil leak in the Gulf out farther past the one that we fixed recently, from what I heard?
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Check it out. Check it out.
David just told me about China buying California.
That's what I heard. I heard that there was...
Wait, you mean Japan?
Yeah, that's a... No.
Wait, China. Wait, what did
they're
China
buying,
do?
They're,
oh, they bought it.
They're bought... Well, they haven't bought, but they're... The United
going
States
to buy,
is considering selling, like,
the
part...
They're
going
to buy Chinatown. The actual Chinatown.
Yeah.
They're going to buy it.
No, forget what part of California it is.
It's going to be authentic now.
I
it's supposed to help
happen.
Our debt.
Yeah.
By selling, you know, just selling off our
country. Right.
That's
yeah.
a whole other can of worms.
Like, why would they sell Hawaii or Alaska? Like, people that aren't really attached to us.
Dude, I don't know. It's, I don't know. You got, like, we have a lot of shit's going to happen in the future, in the next, I don't know, 10 years. You got to look at it that way. Think about it. Like, all right, right now, we have nothing backing up our money. Nothing.
I don't know.
It ain't worth nothing. You know what I mean? So why do we even have it? What's the fucking point of having money, really?
Because nobody would ever...
Well, no, but you already have a credit card for that, though. We don't need money. You don't need cash for that, right? It's an it's a hypothetical. It's a number that they tell you you have. So it's like, what do we need the cash for then? Why don't you just don't direct deposit? Like they're doing with so many businesses where it's like, okay, well, you technically don't have the money. They just transferred a bunch of numbers to another account, and that's supposedly money, which you're going to transfer to somebody else, like to a store that was online. So no money ever really exchanges hands. It's all just these fictional numbers that, you know what I mean?
But it's not fictional.
Is it?
Not if it's in your bank
we don't,
account.
Do we have the gold to back this money up? Do we have, you know what I mean?
Do we have cash,
like,
bitch.
Here's the thing, though. We don't have the gold or any of the reserves to back any of that stuff up like we used to. We're so far in deficit and everything, there's no way we have, like, that's what I'm saying, it's not worth, we, like, whatever we are spending, what are we spending anymore? Because we don't have anything to back it up, except for monetary things.
Yeah, and yeah, like, monetary things are cool.
Like, businesses, you know what I mean? Like the equity of my house. So if I lose everything, worst case scenario, my house is going to pay off my bills, which really is fictitious too. Because it's like you're going to make money from another person that doesn't, you know, I don't know.
There's plenty of money in this country.
It's weird.
I know that, but...
Yeah, well, what's the...
It's controlled by a certain amount of people.
Yeah.
Like they can print money till the cows come home if they really want to. I don't know what, you know, the mint...
I'm just saying, this country is not in debt.
It makes you wonder...
It's just fucking...
But what do we have to cover that, like, what is, do we have...
Like, where's this economic recession? I have a fucking job, you have a fucking job, like, well, there's the jobs thing, out like, there, people just don't want to work the jobs that there's... Right.
Or they don't want to be paid minimum wage, and it's like, you know, just deal with it, you got a job.
Yeah. Well, plus...
If you're good, you can work your way up.
Yeah, oh my god,
I don't have a college education, but well, I got plus, a good job.
Well, plus, hard work.
It's like anything, shucks. Well, you give enough, you give people enough time, like, okay, the person got laid off, well, okay, they didn't get a job for 6 months, now they've gotten into that comfort zone where it's
okay,
like,
I like not having to work and making money. Extending unemployment, we wouldn't be in this recession. Like, hey, go apply for a job. You don't have to get it. Just go apply for it.
Which they do have them do, but...
Especially around here, I mean, geez.
All they have to do is have the manager sign off on it, yeah.
That's all you have to do is apply for a job.
Because people come in all the time and say, are you hiring? And I tell them how to go about, you know, applying. And they're like, can I have your signature on here saying that I asked about a job? And I'm like...
They just make it really easy for people to do nothing.
Yeah. The gas company's taking everybody. Anybody. Dude, you could be... You can be as dumb as a box of rocks and they'll take you on just to have you, like, okay, grab me a wrench. That's all, they're looking for laborers. You don't have to rub two, you know.
You have to work a ton of hours.
Two brain cells together. Yeah, you just have to be able
to. Willing to work 90 hours
and
a week.
Yeah, and you just not need to sleep and just eat and work. And that's what, you know, if you can do that and be a machine and you're set.
Yeah,
I, on the other
good
hand,
money, but...
there's better things to do. With my life,
yeah.
Than that. I don't want to be.
And I get frustrated at my job, but I have to look at it. Like, at least it is a job. It's inside.
Yeah.
It's air controlled, you know.
Yeah. Just like, and we're spread thin all over the place. We're everywhere. We're in every country right now. It's just insane. Except for Mexico, which is closest to us, and that's just crazy. That's what's going on down. Like, you know what I mean? People getting slaughtered everywhere. It makes you wonder. I was like, if you look at it right now, we're like the only ones that aren't in some sort of way whacked out crisis. A serious crisis. Like, you know, like, it blows my mind. You got everybody's at war everywhere else, and people are upheavaling their governments everywhere, all over the... And we're like, it's the internet. You know, it's the fact that, you know, you can talk to everybody all the time and information's flowing constantly and, you know, that's why. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. God damn, they sound like they're like throwing people around up there. Like
that is actually very mild compared to
really
what it can be like.
Yeah, they've had a lot of complaints.
Can't believe
they need to be booted out.
But that's all that matters, right?
I'm waiting for one of them to wind up in our living room.
Yeah, I've already had things like shake on my wall.
And yeah.
You were my neighbor, now you're my roommate. Because you, yeah.
I'm not living with them.
They're creepy. They beat each other.
One of these nights you're going to be like, what the?
They scream a lot.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, if you're screaming loud enough that I can hear it. If they're like,
if you scream up through the vents, that they hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Did you do it?
What'd you I told them to shut the fuck up.
I did that one night.
Yeah. And they get quiet for a while.
I don't know.
Because the bouncy ball is not working as well. But. No. But, did you see I counted my bouncy balls?
No, I didn't. How many do you have?
594.
Holy shit.
Well, at least you didn't waste your time on in PS3.
Well, I shouldn't pay for it.
I'm teasing.
She uses.
I think it's funny.
I think it's funny.
No, no, that's what I'm saying. She was putting on a thing on Facebook about how she wasted 4 hours or something like that on PlayStation 3, and then I'm like, well, I probably would have rather wasted 4 hours on PS3 than counting 594.
Oh no! It's when I put them in order. Uh-huh. Like I put like the orange swirlies with the orange swirlies and the plain pinks with the plain pinks and the randoms, and like I organized them, and I have 3 jars and. Yeah, I dumped out all the pictures on Facebook.
I'll have to check it
out. Yes, and I picked out, like, my, like, favorites from each jar, like, 5 to 10 from each jar.
And where'd they go?
Well, I just, like, took a picture saying these were my favorites
out of
this jar.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought they went in a separate, like, little jar by themselves.
The only ones that are a separate jar are the antique ones that don't bounce anymore because they're really old and everything, and...
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Are you sure they're really old, or were they just left outside?
No, I got them like at an antique shop. No, I do have one that I found at Bunkers that's pretty messed up. I feel bad for it. Yeah.
It's pretty messed up? Why is it messed up? What do you mean? Like chunks missing out of it?
No, it's just, it's soiled, and it doesn't bounce as well, and whoever left it in the bunker, I feel very bad for them.
those bunkers have been there for a long time.
Yeah. There used to be a town there. Governments bought them out. Well, they didn't buy them. They said, get out, and here's the money
for it. Is that for the coal mines burning underground?
Coal mines?
Like Centralia? Like Centralia? Dude, I didn't know about Centralia. I didn't know it was jacked up like that. I was like, what the heck, man? How can we do that and not know about it? A whole town. Just, we're just going to let them burn out eventually. You know, and we'll just move you 5 miles this way.
I bought Jenga.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Like, how can you just pick up people like, oh, we're going to move you over here. We're just going to let that go. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Like, I didn't know there was coal mines down there. Like, that's insane. We went there, there's like still 2-3 houses. Still on the land. That's crazy. Nice.
What kind of Jenga, Mary?
I mean,
just... Jenga? The original wood block game.
Doesn't have words or anything, not the answer.
Well, it looks bigger.
The suspense builds as the tower gets taller.
We need to buy jesters. I'm really good at it.
Jenga.
I think pull them, stack them, don't let them topple.
I learned that you shouldn't wear a low-cut shirt while you're trying to act out pogo stick.
Did your boob pop out?
No, but nobody was guessing because they were just staring. Like trying sense. To like this is a stick and I'm jumping and all they see is this and bouncing.
Yeah.
So it's childish. It's disappointing. That they would, you know, can't get it doesn't make any difference how old you get, you still laugh and same stuff.
Yeah. Balls. Oh, they weren't laughing.
Dick jokes.
They're staring. Like,
boobies.
Yeah. Oh man, Hope saw quite a hefty large woman getting out of her car today, going into Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh yeah.
And she was getting out and going back to work, and she watched this lady, and she's wearing these bright tie dyed blue sweatpant type things.
Nice.
You know, like zebra stripe. Yeah, and she's like in a bright purple shirt, you know, And here, black lady, I think she said. And they're walking up to the window, and she's like, and they're just getting up to the door, and when you know it, she's like, she bends down to, like, pick the cloth from between her ass cheeks, you know what I mean? That, and she's like, it was the grossest thing. And she's like, and then she comes out, and as she's walking out, she hits a patch, and she just about loses it. She's like, sliding and slipping and catches herself, and she's like, oh, she's like, it was the funniest thing I ever did see. She's like, I didn't think she was gonna make it. She's like, and the sweatpants looked like they were screaming. I was like, oh, jeez. I can just picture it. First time getting out in a while. Throw on the slippers.
She had to get a donut.
You know what I mean? That's what they do.
Big people always tend to wear bright colors.
Oh, I used to.
Well, they have to.
When we were younger, people see it. Me and my brother used to babysit. We used to pass papers when we were like 13. That was like our first job. And I used to help him. And we used to pick up the money on like Sundays. And we went to this one lady's house over by the high school. And every time, she had a shitload of cats. Dirty house on the outside in the garage and stuff. She had a really weird, strange husband, really small guy, kind of wiry looking, kind of one eye kind of squinted and the other one didn't. You know, he's like, nice. You know, you're like, what the fuck? He's like thinking really hard all the time. He's like, you're like, what the fuck? And she'd come out. The one time she comes out and she answers the door and she's like, oh, okay, not a problem. Let me go get the check. As she turns around, I shit you not, right on the cusp of the sweatshirt meeting the back of the pants was a nice, big cat turd.
Oh.
Stuck right there. Yeah. Talk about. Right on the crack.
She just,
like, yeah, it was like smashed right on the sweatshirt. It was so gross.
Like the border
so, I'm like, oh. Oh, I'm wondering, I'm like waiting for one of these times we're going to go and pick up the money and she's going to turn around and there's just going to be a dead cat.
Yeah.
Just like, meow. You're like skeleton, just a skeleton just pushed into her fat. Like,
Mary and I are going to get a house of cats.
Ugh. Yes, we are.
Or she'll big just cats. Turn around and her big husband cats. Will be like, her husband will be like,
huge cats that get like as round as a basketball.
Nice.
Very, very strange people. And now we're in 2011 and nobody's changed and you're still finding people that are that strange. And I'm like, why? Has evolution not... Some people still just don't get it yet. They don't...
It's a mental illness.
I would think some of the stuff would, like, force you into, like, learning about new and upcoming things. You're not still watching WWF All-Stars, you know?
Some people are just afraid of change. It's like... My grandparents, they wouldn't even know what a computer looks like.
Yeah, but then again, like I said, I mean, I just signed up an old, like a 65, 70-year-old lady for Blockbuster Online. Like, she doesn't, she had an email address already set up. She had all that stuff. I'm like, wow, you broke the mold on this one, lady. I told her, actually, I had a conversation with her talking about how awesome I thought it was that she was actually, you know, trying really hard to keep up. And I said, I think that's really amazing. It shows that, you know, it isn't impossible. You can obviously do it. You just gotta, you know, take your time, focus. And she knew exactly what she was doing. I explained it to her. She was happy. She was like, thank you. At least I know that I can get my DVDs now.
Yeah.
Because she was so worried about, you know, that's what a downfall is because we have so many old people live back in that area. They go to the Chinese restaurant and they come over and they're like, look. And, you know, now there's like.
Well, times are changing.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
That's what I said. I was like, they're herding us to the internet now. They're like, nope, no videos. I said, I was like, well, how long do you think it's going to be before movie theaters are gone? You know what I mean? Oh, dude. Movie's in the theaters now for like a month if you're lucky.
They're still there. They're never going
to go to the
theater.
I never go to the theater.
I do.
I went on Tuesday.
Yeah,
for $10 a movie?
Yeah, but it's the
not considering I can wait a week and it's on what, BitTorrent?
Yeah, it looks like shit.
Because
somebody videotaped it.
If you can find good copies, though.
Like, okay, tell me that watching DVD. movie on this TV is as good as watching a movie in the theater. No.
No, but I'm not going to pay $10 to go see half these movies.
TV, but
when was the last TV? What'd you go see?
In the past 2 weeks, I have seen Lincoln Lawyer and what was the other one?
I would go see Sucker Punch.
That's what I saw.
Something like that.
I saw Sucker Punch.
Lincoln Lawyer was with Matthew McConaughey, and then the other one was with the guy from Due Date.
Oh,
Zach
Limitless.
Galifianakis.
Limitless.
Yeah, I wanted to see that because that's Song of Power by Kanye West.
It was good.
I like the Song of Power.
It's just different. Movie theaters are not going anywhere.
I'm telling you what, dude.
They say when the economy...
Small town movie theaters, yes, they're fucking gone.
But when the economy drops, the movies actually go up. Like,
because that's the
going
only
to
the
movies,
to
yeah, going to the movies and alcohol is what skyrockets when the economy drops because people are trying to find ways to make their lives
better.
With
all this technology, with having being able to get these movies so much earlier...
Well,
like
now they're
buddy,
progressing. Like, they have, like, the IMAX theaters and 3D.
I would much rather
I'm dead serious. He makes a lot of money burning movies.
I would much
and I'm
rather
like,
watch a movie for the first time in the theater.
Yeah, I don't mind like getting
had,
a burn movie
had,
from somebody that I've already seen.
Dude, I had Resident Evil Afterlife like 6 months before it came out onto DVD. And it was, it's a DVD. I could put it in and you'd be like, yeah, that's... The DVD quality, it's good.
Yeah.
I like it. It's not a problem. I'm like,
but some people want like the 3D and everything, and
I agree.
They want that on the screen.
But now everything's 3D.
Yeah,
we're gonna beat that into the ground.
Yeah, but not most people can afford to go to a 3D movie in the theaters. Not everybody can afford a 3D television.
Right.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
You know, because
I can't afford a 3D television.
No.
True.
We can't even afford
a sweet TV. Yeah, I barely was able to pull half of that off.
Yeah.
It's like, I might be floating
some
checks.
I completely disagree with your movie theater theory there.
Oh, my sister's boyfriend can afford a 3D TV.
Well,
he went through an accident.
He's a jackass, that's all.
Did you hear about that? Did David tell you about that?
No.
Yeah, man.
David doesn't talk.
I'm surprised though. I figured David would have heard it through the grapevine, though, dude. Yeah, he got like a $60,000 settlement. Bought 3D TV, quit his job, bought a $20,000 Jeep for cash. I'm like,
wait,
how long do you think this is going to last, dude?
Wasn't that the
like,
Jeep that your sister is driving?
No. No, he got
so
his license.
So it's not the one that
he
keyed? He
got his license. No.
Okay.
Yeah, the other one.
You know, I'm going to key my girlfriend's car and then drive it that same week.
But he's got a $20,000 Jeep now that he just bought. He just, he got, like I said, a 3D TV, which he just bought. He went and bought another TV.
He wasn't smart to put it into a CD or invest it in something.
No.
And make money off
the 5 years.
I'm like,
you think this thing's
going to
last forever, man? I'm like, I hope she straightens up and figures out that it was not worth it, man. He's got no head on his shoulders. You know what I mean? He doesn't, I don't know, he doesn't have any drive.
Yeah.
Like, he just definitely she needs to figure out that, I mean, and like, he continues to mess up. I'm like, and she's right along with him because she's like, well, I love him, you know, and I'm like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, would you straighten up, man? I mean, one thing if he had some redeeming qualities. I don't hate the kid, but he has nothing that is worth being in a relationship with.
Yeah.
He's not good with anything. Like, is he, what? He treats you like crap. He's not very good at the relationship portion of it. You know, you can't tell me the sex is that great.
Yeah.
You know? And then on top of that, he can't keep a job. He just got a license. And he's got a car that $5 says that, you know, he's not eventually going to be able to afford in like a year. The way he's going with his money, I guarantee you, he probably won't be able to like pay his insurance and his, you know, everything that's going to have to go on with that car. Like,
I don't know.
Ugh.
You're just talking to someone? You mean what? He's talking.
Yeah.
Like, are you
no,
talking to
person.
Someone over there that
no.
you don't know? Like, someone just randomly got a hold of me?
No.
Yeah.
No. I meant the person.
The person on the phone, she's telling him she has no idea who we are.
She's strange
she's
people
like,
in my apartment.
I don't know who these people are. They're just in my living room. They just come over and hang out.
No, I meant
that.
Who you were talking to.
Yeah.
She knows who I am because I have the PS3.
So, have you heard of The Hive?
The band?
No. The place in downtown.
Then no.
There's a place called The Hive downtown that does, like, shows, I heard. I guess it's where the Backstage used to be or whatever it was down there. Back, wow, Site B.
Oh, Site B, like, okay, that the Uptown Music Collective was down.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we went there to see the Casualties.
Yeah, I think it's in the same spot now. But I think they call it The Hive. Check it out, it's called The Hive. PA,
yeah, and the old pajama.
The Hive
place.
PA, yeah, hivepa.com.
Yeah.
It's really good. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to talk to Chris.
And, it's okay as long as there's not kids running the set.
Well, I thought about it. I'm like, if he'd be interested, I'm like, we can use this as a dual platform. I was like, let me come down here like once a week.
And we'll yeah.
Do. I was like, I'll even let him, like, if you want to co-host, you can bring bands on, whatever you want to, you know.
Yeah.
Just, you know, to do the podcast, we'll do it once a week. That way I have some place I can go at, schedule it. Like, all right. When do you have the best date? Thursday. All right, let's do Thursdays. Yeah. You know what I mean? We'll get a bunch of people together and just do a podcast and have a good time. And even down there, if he wants to, he can even invite people to come down and hang out while we're doing it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a blast. Talk about stupid people. You know? Oh. Everybody that comes into Blockbuster asks me, is this $2.99? Because of the sticker in the corner that says $2.99 through 3-day rental. It says that right underneath it. Mm-hmm. 3-day rental. I'm like, do you not see the red big signs that say $5.99 everything? But you're going to go off the $2.99 sticker that says right underneath the 2-3-day rental. Like, everybody asks questions about that. Like, I can see it's kind of deceiving. But I'm like, there's so many other signs that are telling you that it's not that price.
Yeah, but people will pull the false advertisement card.
Mm. Oh, here you go. Yeah.
If it's on there, they can.
Yeah. Was this Friday? Yeah, Friday. Guy comes in. Wants to get 3 seasons of Deadwood.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and they're $14.99 a piece. I'm like, all right, so I ring them up. And they have 5 discs to the set, so there's an extra disc compared to most of the sets.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually rang up, like, $2 higher than what it should have been, you know? It was, like, 17-something, and he's like, the sign over there says $14.99. And I'm like, it's pretty close. I'm like, $14.99 plus tax, I'm like, it's got to be, like, $15-16.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm like, all right. And I asked Eric, and he's like, just credit it all. So I credited it all. And it irritated me, and I start going through. He's like, I mean, I'm not trying to be a pain in the ass. And I'm like, no, you kind of are, because it's only $1. Like, really, you're getting a season for $20, less than $20, and you're going to bench?
Well, people will come back for a nickel.
It just irritated. I didn't mind it. I didn't say anything to him, you know. And then I got to the second one, and it came up a little higher. And he's like, "Are you sure that they're coming off right?" And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, "All right." I'm like, it was still this one. At this point, it was not even $30 yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm going, this is 2 seasons of Deadwood, like 10 discs.
Yeah.
I'm going, all right, it's close. It's within $1.
Yeah.
You know. So, I do that, and then I no sooner get done, and I'm like, alright, fine. Credit it off again. Credit off like 2 or 3 more dollars. I get done scanning the last one and give them all the discounts, and it was right a little bit above $30. It was like way off from what it should have been. It was like, you know what I mean? I'm like, now it's short. You know what I mean? And I just looked at him, I'm like, is that good? He's like, yeah. I'm like, alright.
Yeah, I do that. Like,
I did. It was the worst customer service on that one. I ended it with the worst customer service. I was just like, "Is that right? Is that okay? Is that you are with that price? You know what I mean? Do you want to bitch anymore? You want me to take another fucking $10 off? Why not? You know, we're only going out of business. Why? Who cares?" Yeah, fucking piece. Well, it pissed me off because I'm just like, everybody sits there. They come in and they complain and bitch and whine about the prices. Mm. I'm like, you're getting a Blu-ray for $10.
Yeah.
How can you complain about that? I'm like, honestly, well, I can get it cheaper at Walmart. Then go.
Yeah. Spend the extra gas money.
The funny thing is, the one
that about 10 times a day.
Yeah.
There was a guy that flipped out and was like, I'm going to Walmart. right after that, there was a Walmart employee there with his sweatshirt on looking through the movies. I'm like, that's funny. That's ironic. I'm like, yeah. Okay, go to Walmart. The Walmart guys are here. So, obviously, we must have some good deals. I gotta go down and pick up Final Fantasy 13 for $19.
Nice. Yeah,
pretty
good.
Up to
13. I gotta get going soon.
Final Fantasy 13 for $19, and then I get the.
I have a paper and a presentation due next week.
Yes. Nice.
What else do I get?
Really excited about this.
30% off of that too.
Nice.
Yeah. They're having pretty good deals down there, but I think it's bullshit. Well, all right. You're at your 7 o'clock date. So we'll end this. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Mary.
Bye.
Don't be so
hear
grumpy.
My wave.
We're going to have you on here more and more just because you have a bursting attitude. Look at you. I mean, you're smiling. You're happy. You don't see that very often, so I think you like it.